Today is Patriots Day, a holiday which commemorates the battles of Lexington and Concord during the Revolutionary War. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dad.
So even though the battles took place in another part of the state, I understand Marshfield has quite a role in the history's holiday.
Yes, Marshfield was the only place except Boston that in 1775 had British soldiers. Now everyone is British, but the people they called the ministerial troops, British soldiers, were in Marshfield to protect people in Marshfield who were described as the king's friends, loyalists, people who had an attachment to the royal government, so that when the alarm was sounded and people in the militia and the alarm companies, the Minutemen, started marching towards Concord and Lexington, around Marshfield and in Marshfield, people started marching to where these 100 British soldiers were based. And the reason we don't remember this is that wise judgment prevailed, and the soldiers and the people, at least some of the people they were protecting, got away by ship to Boston before there was any actual fighting. But it is the case that Marshfield, we celebrate Patriots Day, not the battles of Lexington and Concord. Those two towns vied for to the honor of the holiday. But Marshfield is significant in the story as well, and people tend to not know it simply because there wasn't any shooting.
Now, this is also considered a replacement holiday?
Yes, this is goes back again to the time of the Puritans and the Pilgrims, where there were, just as there was Thanksgiving, something that we're very familiar with, there was also something called Fast Day. And at first this was not a regular day of the year, but where you would have solemn commemoration and pray, usually because there was some danger or a natural disaster. But over time, this became associated with a fixed day in the early spring, before spring planting, where there would be a solemn day of reflection called Fast Day. And it remained a holiday, if you call that a holiday, in Massachusetts for more than 200 years. And it was April 19th. When it was fixed. So that lasted until the 1890s. So only in 1894 did the replacement, that is Patriots Day, take the place of Fast Day.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Yes, it's always my pleasure.